Sandy Lemkohler joins us, the director of the Warrior Foundation and president of Freedom Station. Sandy, welcome to America's Radio News. Glad to have you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Brown. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, I'm happy to have you on the program today. Tell me first, before we go any further into this, let me ask you about the Warrior Foundation and the Freedom Station. Start with the Warrior Foundation.
Oh, the Warrior Foundation is kind of the mother or father of Freedom Station, but basically we're a San Diego-based foundation. We're a nonprofit with no paid salaries, and we take care of our warriors up at the Naval Hospital, Camp Pendleton, Fort Irwin, all of Southern California, basically, and we provide, we work with four different groups of warriors, those that are seriously injured just coming home. We help the parents of these devastated warriors. We help the guys with PTSD and TBI. We help the guys that are going through 2 to 4 years of recovery time learning to use new arms and legs. And from working with these warriors, we do things like every year we try to send about 400 of them home round trip so that they can wake up with their own family in their own state Christmas morning. But we do many other things. And the fourth group is the group where Freedom Station was derived. These warriors are going to need a place where they can go with their broken bodies to begin kind of their journey into new life. And basically, when they are told that they will no longer be a Marine, a sailor, or a soldier, it's a tough time in their life. And so they have about a year to be processed out of active duty. And so our philosophy is, and we've got some uniquely qualified volunteers, unbelievable people, and we all came together and decided, why should these warriors continue to live in a barracks when they need to take a little breath and detune and kind of become a Mr. or a Mrs. Mm-hmm. So we move them into some cottages, not an apartment that reminds them of living in a barracks, but cottages. And it is so uniquely wonderful to watch these warriors move in. The places are completely decorated, right down to the placemats on their tables, so they understand what they're going to need when they move out. But it's interesting to watch these Marines and sailors take ownership of these cottages. And I think what really surprised us was how the neighborhood embraced our warriors. The government bus comes down to our location and takes them right back up to the hospital because they still are active duty. But we're teaching them to become acclimated back into San Diego, which is a wonderful military bubble. We want to keep these wonderful citizens here. I mean, they were wonderful warriors. Why wouldn't they be wonderful citizens? So we want to keep them here so that in the next 50 to 60 years, I think these warriors living here are going to give the greatest generation a run for their money in terms of what they give back to our country.
Let me ask you, you know, we hear about what the men and women come home who come home with injuries, what they go through. Tell me about the parents' reaction and their adjustment to all of this. It's their child.
It is. And basically what happens is we'll get a call. We're very honored to have the relationship that we have with the hospital. And I have to tell you, the government does most of this. They stepped up now. The war, you know, at the beginning of the war, it was a little more difficult. But I will share with you that the government takes care of these families as much as possible. But where they can't or just won't, that's where these foundations all in San Diego take a hold and make life better for these families. And, yes, the Marine will land at Miramar Air Base. Mm-hmm. An ambulance with a full complement of doctors is in that ambulance. They bring the warrior over to the hospital. They back that bus up to the hospital. And I've watched the scene many times. The staff sergeant climbs on board, welcomes that warrior home to San Diego, welcomes home to the United States, and if need be, sits that warrior up. In the meantime, the government or our foundation, many other foundations as well, if that family isn't here, we get them here before that ambulance arrives. And so that is the first time that mother and father, brothers, sisters, wife, young children see their warrior. And, yes, it is. It is a time where we need, as Americans, to step up and take care of that family as a whole. Not only our injured warriors, but those family members as well. And we do, because this is our America here in San Diego, and we're going to take care of them.
Sandy, can you, we only have about 30 seconds left. Can you give, is there a web address if anybody wants to help?
Oh, we would appreciate all help. It's freedomstation.org, and there's a wonderful article written by Jeanette Steele, the Union Tribune out here, that even has a video of our warriors that are living there talking for you. So it's a wonderful government-free place where it's a hand up and not a handout.
All right, so, freedomstation.org.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Sandy Lemkuhler, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate your being on the program today.
Oh, thank you very much. And I will share with you that our warriors were very upset by the Mineral Wells officials thinking that they could regulate.
All right, we're going to have to do that another time, Sandy. We're up against
the
wall. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time.
Okay.
Happy 4th of July.
And to you.